We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You can't impeach a president for doing a great job.
I think the winner's Donald Trump.
Are you tired of winning yet, America? I've got some good news for you here, because the U.S. jobs report just came out. And let me read the headline to you. U.S. job growth roars back in November. 266,000 jobs added to the rolls, right? Smashes the expectations by economists, which came in at like 180,000. Think about that. 80,000 more jobs than economists expected. And here's what that means. The unemployment rate went back down slightly to 3.5%. There are more people looking for work than there are jobs available. There are more jobs available than there are people looking for work. I said that backwards. So there are plenty of jobs out there, right? Get this. Average hourly earnings rose by 3.1% over the past year. In a year. That's exceeding any expectation anybody had on job growth. You may be happy if your boss gives you a 3% raise over the course of a year. This economy has given you a 3% raise over the course of a year. This is the other important thing here. When these numbers came out this morning, they revised last month's numbers. They brought last month's numbers up an additional, the past 2 months, they brought an additional 41,000 jobs that they hadn't factored in, and that brings the three-month average of jobs added to 205,000, and that in itself is a 10-month high. The train is rolling. Nobody can deny that except, let me guess, CNN, MSNBC? I wonder how CBS and ABC spin these numbers today. Well, you know, part of that is because the GM strike ended. Well, then, the numbers last month must have been down because the GM strike was still going on. And yet, we've still got a 10-month high over a three-month period. Are you kidding me? This is going to be huge. I'm just saying, this is good news. So one more thing to celebrate for Donald Trump while the Democrats continue to try to destroy America with their impeachment sham that's going on. We're going to talk to Thomas Gipping about that. He used to be legal counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee. We had him on during the Kavanaugh hearings to discuss the inner workings of that committee. It's going to be front and center again if the vote happens in the House and the Senate has to hold an impeachment trial. So Thomas Gipping is the resident expert. I've got him coming up here at about 8:10. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.